I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Targeted Israeli airstrikes reach Syria's capital and a village in southern Lebanon as the Gaza war grinds on and threatens to expand. At least 83,000 people have fled inland from the Lebanese-Israeli border. Lebanon's caretaker government has yet to declare a state of emergency. And that leaves nonprofits like Triumph at Mercy Lebanon without resources to care for those in need. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy says her team does all it can to foster hope.
We always bring in the gospel. Because how would we bring hope to people, no, except telling them to turn their eyes from their situation and just trust that God is taking care of them even in the midst of difficulty? It is the good news. And people need to hear some good news with everything that is bad around them, everything that is so bleak, dark, and heavy.
And Transform Iran celebrates God's faithful work in the lives of Iranians in 2023. Lana Silk with Transform Iran tells us,
this is God's success story, and he is so good and so kind in allowing us to be part of it and to share in the joy of it.
Transform Iran offers media resources for seekers as well as believers needing discipleship and Bible training. Last year, there were more than 178,000 unique users across their websites. Silk tells us God is doing amazing things and Iran is a land of gospel opportunity.
As Christians, we want to make a difference. We want to see the gospel preached. We want to see lives changed. Well, if you want to see that happen, it's happening today in Iran, and the invitation is there for you to join us.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.